This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Number four.
Number four?
Pigeons.
I mean, like, yeah, in the 1800s, the pigeons were a top five bird, for sure. So you got messages around.
Why? I just think they're funny.
All right, number three.
The crows in the Game of Thrones, you know?
Oh, okay.
The carrier crows.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Number two.
The great tit.
Beard stumper.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to have power rankings back in our life. It's good to hear from former intern, but lifelong president of power rankings. Also, I mean, just a new type of little Chiefs boy over at Let It Fly Media and with KC Sports Network. Tucker, you've reached a point that I, of course, admire, where I don't necessarily know all of the jobs that you do. I just know you have a lot of them. And people can follow you on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin, a budding TikTok superstar probably still, right? Have you stuck with the TikTok? I have not. I don't open the app. I'm a boomer. Good start. This is a good start. This could be Rudy's fault. Could be Tucker's fault.
Phone's, it's up.
Tucker on mute, maybe?
Tucker? Well, let's put him back on hold. I'll see if he's there.
I like the idea of leaving him. Of just leaving him on. Boy, I was so excited to start back in power rankings, and then he was gone. Just Rudy is talking, so theoretically he's.
Yeah, he was there for me. Let's try it again.
Going to be there. Let's try again, and we'll go to Tucker. You can follow him on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin. He's the former intern, but forever the president of Power Rankings. Tucker!
He heard you.
Tucker? Is there a button on the on the top of the pot, Rudy? What's Rudy is sort of look. Don't hit the mono one because that's bad. Tucker, you just hang tight.
I mean, I haven't touched anything since.
Hang
Jordan
tight
was on.
And don't. And don't curse or anything, okay? Because you might be potted up. I'm not sure.
This is genuinely.
Okay, let's do this,
thing.
Rudy. Let's go to the other phone pot. I'm going to put them on the right side. There's two of them over there still, right?
I don't know. I don't see the phone.
Is that a phone
anymore.
Two?
They're not anymore, I don't think.
And Tucker! Just leave them up, Rudy. I'm going to just try some different things. Just crank that phone pot. And he could
Talk
hear
now,
me, you said. Tucker! Nope.
Huh.
Nope, that's not going to do it. You could talk to him on the phone. You know what, Rudy? Can you host the show for a second? Can I? You just talk in the microphone. Can I pick up this phone and talk to him here?
I think so.
Hey, Tucker, can you hear me? I can hear him. The phones are working. I'm just holding the phone set right now. This is not a radio show for everyone.
Yeah.
This is just for you and me. I can't even hear Rudy because my headphones are off.
I am staring at the board, and I'm wondering, like, something has to be wrong, but I don't know what that could be.
Rudy is looking confused. What I'm realizing right now is I should have just called you, Tucker. Because, like, having you on the radio show is a win if we can make it happen. But having you just talking to you on a handset is actually kind of nice.
Something is obviously missing here. I am now just pushing buttons.
I think that seems right, yeah.
We just had Jordan on the phone. Should I call him on a different line?
Yeah, we're making Alexander Graham Bell proud. It was a good joke that only I heard from Tucker. Tucker, stay there. I'm going to put you back on hold and see. Tucker, no, I'm going to put you on hold. You can leave your name and number with Rudy. We'll get you that T-shirt sent out right away. Stat. Rudy, what's the update?
Marco just I think we're good now. I think we had a static electricity change of button.
That's what I was thinking.
Marco literally sent me a text which made me think about Tucker, you can talk now, Tucker. Oh wait, no, you can't. You're still on hold.
And Tucker Franklin, you can follow him on Twitter, and that's all the time we
Tucker.
Have. Thank you, Tucker, for being here.
Yep, that's what did
we
it.
We got him.
Static electricity. Gotta love it. Yeah, so
the
for
lights
people
at the top
know,
of the pot.
We have an AB. And I just assumed it was there because usually it doesn't change just one thing. It changes everything.
Oh, it's the A, B.
The whole thing changes,
Ooh.
Right?
AB causing problems again this week.
So static electricity. For people who don't know, every now and then, I'll shock, and by every now and then, I literally walk up and down the hallway touching every piece of metal because I am a human shock orb? I don't know. At all times, and I must have shocked the board and turned it from A to B. Marco, thank you for listening. Thank you for helping.
I think Marco got lucky. He had a spidey sense, you know?
Marco says, damn the weather and the carpet. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Thank you, Marco.
Tucker, it was wonderful to hear your voice over the phone. It's even better to hear you back through these wonderful headsets right now.
I was just pushing random buttons, just trying to figure out something.
Rudy was button mashing. Rudy was button mashing, and it was electricity that got him.
You know, back in the day, like, your TV maybe wasn't working, the PlayStation, you just started whacking it.
I was
this close to just start punching the board. Yeah, Tucker's a baby.
How old are you, Tucker? Yeah. You're older than Jordan, right?
Yes, barely. I was born... I'm not going to get my birth date out. That was actually a really bad idea.
What's your social?
Mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
I was born in 1998. I graduated high school in 2016. I think I can say that because I said it on a podcast earlier today. So I graduated high school in 2016. That makes me, what, 0.3?
Oh, goodness. I graduated college before you graduated high school, and I was in college for
a while. How old are you? Are you 10 years older than Tucker?
No, I'm 17. I'm a child.
I think you might be 10 years older than Jordan.
No, I'm not quite.
How old are you? Are you 32? 31. 31.
Not close. That's 9.
I'm 31.
I did the math after the fact.
Yeah, I'm 31.
Jordan said I kicked him off air because he asked me how old I would be in 2030. And that's not true. I kicked him off the air because he told me how young he still was, and we'd also gone like 38 minutes, which, by the way, this segment's going to really test because we're 10 minutes in and we haven't done a single power ranking yet. But then I did the math. I will be 35 years old in the year 2030, and then I'll turn 36 at the end
of it. I'll be dead.
If you're still in sports radio, that's true. We age like presidents around here, man. Especially, I did 3 days of the Border Patrol.
No lie.
No, dude. It's true.
It's like, and then you get away from the industry for like 3 months, and you all of a sudden, you're 20 years younger.
Yeah. Yeah, your face is just glowing all of a sudden. It's like, you're moisturizing? No, man. I just stopped waking up at 4 a.m.
It really is like the president. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oof. That's a good analogy.
Barack Obama aged more from 2008 to 2012 than he has aged since leaving the White House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has gotten younger.
I guess it hasn't been that much
not,
longer
like,
than that,
seen
but still.
Him within, like, his first year out of the office, like, all of a sudden, the man looks youthful again.
Yeah. He had a spring in his step. He's no longer the president of America. Which
is a little stressful.
Not as stressful as having to get here by 5:55 a.m. because you don't want Jake to break your kneecaps, though.
I was going
to
say it's not as stressful as being the president of the power rankings.
Oh, that was dope. That was a good transition. I'm feeling good, though. It's been a good day today for me. Felt like I had a pretty good list going into it.
Well, why don't we just prove it to the audience? Let's stop beating around the bush. Let's stop. Don't beat George Bush, man. We're talking about the power ranking presidents. It doesn't matter.
Especially not the dead.
Yeah, that would also be bad, I guess. Well, but no, we are only talking about the president of power rankings.
The old George Bush and beards just living their best lives.
We're not going to beat around the bush. HW were the initials you were looking for there, Rudy. I felt like you just said old George Bush because you couldn't remember which two initials were in there.
Absolutely.
Hit the music! We got 4 categories. It may become 3 categories depending on where we're at by the end of the categories. But there are only 3 of us. Usually there used to be 4 of us doing this most of the time. Tucker's the president of Power Rankings. He comes up with the categories, and we all rank our favorites of these things 5th to 1st. Our categories right now, bowl game names. You know, should I list them all or should we just get into it?
Let's go.
Okay.
We can start with bowl game names since you already said it.
Yeah.
But then, like, they need to be a surprise.
Yeah. I bow to your greatness, your honor, your excellence. What do you call a president?
King.
President?
Let's go number 5. Tucker, give me your 5th. Power or your 5th bowl game name, but in the return of the power rankings. I've lost my nerve.
It's all right, but it was a great year for bowl games and bowl game names, particularly. Number five for me, Tony the Tiger Sumble.
Wow.
Bruce lost the plagues, make it Tony the Tiger. Yeah. I am with that.
Yeah, I love that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
one.
Me too. That's a great one, Tucker. Number five for me, it is the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by Stifel.
Yeah.
And look, that one for me is about the layers. It's about the corporate shelling out that has been so clearly brought to the front. And it makes me kind of happy, but also makes me kind of sad. So that's why it's only number five on my list. Rudy, number five.
Number five for me is a bowl game that was made up, like, literally within a week because they just needed more. The Frisco. It's not even a bowl game. It's the Frisco Football Classic. Because they ran out of bowls. They had too many teams. And then, you know, turns out they probably didn't have to do it because all these teams started dropping out. I'm like, fuzz. But, yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to suggest something. This is a piece of legislation. The president's got to sign off on it. I think we have to be careful about saying too much about other answers because we may, about other people's answers, because perhaps we're going to have some duplication.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say.
That's a great point.
I'm just going to say here, as I'm obviously admitting to this right now, huge fan of the Frisco Football Classic. Not just because it rhymes with my name.
Wow.
Tucker, number four.
Number four. Man, I like the corporate shelling out, as you mentioned, Josh. I think that sometimes the longest corporate names make for the best names.
Yeah.
That might foreshadow my list going forward. But the Trans Perfect Music City Bowl is music to my ears.
It sure is. It sure is. That's beautiful. Number four for me, Celebration Bowl. Let's just, you know what we're watching right now? A celebration of college football. That's what bowl season is. Don't ask Kirk Herbstreit. He hates it for some reason.
Well, no, the players hate it. That's his problem.
I think it's that he hates the players, but it's definitely one of those things.
He hates the players hating the bowl games.
It just makes me feel good.
Well, not the bowl games, but football.
You know what I'd like to put in my living room, maybe on a table somewhere in the kitchen, the dining room perhaps?
Today's NFL hates the NFL. Fun fact.
I'd like to put a little celebration bowl right there. Just a little centerpiece. Rudy?
If only his kids weren't getting paid.
Number four.
Four for me, it's a good one. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
It's a good one.
It is a bowl game to determine who gets all the potatoes for the next year.
Yep.
The winning team, that state, gets all the potatoes. The losing team, that state, gets no potatoes.
No potatoes for an entire year. Mm-hmm. I did really appreciate that little wrinkle they added to it. Tucker,
it's a good bowl.
Number three.
I do like bowl games that dump things on coaches. Mm-hmm. I think that's fun. But that did not go into my list. I have the PUBG Mobile New Mexico Bowl, because what's better for a bowl game than a mobile game sponsoring it?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that one existed.
A mobile bowl game.
I didn't lean into the sponsors enough, I think. That is awesome. I didn't know that PUBG Mobile had a bowl.
I did lean into sponsors, but a lot of the bowls that I picked, they're already named after a sponsor. It's not like a sponsor than the bowl. It's just the sponsor is the bowl.
It's got to be the PUBG Bowl next year. Yeah. They got to really streamline that. That's awesome. Number three for me, it's simple, it's sweet, but it has a light touch that doesn't show up very often in sports branding. Just the Rose Bowl. I'm just keeping it simple on that one, because imagine anywhere else in sports getting something that soft and kind and delicate that is also a part of college football history. I just like the Rose Bowl. Rudy, number three.
Number three for me, and this is actually, you know, I kind of go against what I just said, but I have the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
Because
I love the Gasparilla Bowl.
Love the Gasparilla Bowl.
What's a Gasparilla? I don't know, but I like it.
I almost Googled Gasparilla today and ultimately decided it'd be funnier if I didn't.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
You know what? Also, that is a Tampa Bay area game, or at least it was.
It is a Tampa Bay.
Because we were down there, and there was like a big like party, but I think the game got canceled. I can't remember. Yeah, that was last year.
Like half of the bowl games got canceled.
Tucker, number three. Number two.
Well, my number two is the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
Talk about it.
It is a cool name, and I enjoy saying it.
My number two. It's the FFC, baby. It's the Frisco Football Classic.
I love
that there is a bowl that does not have the word bowl in it. I did research that one. And if you search Frisco Football Classic Bowl, that'll autocomplete. But that's not the name of it. It's the Frisco Football Classic, and love it. Number two, Rudy.
The Cheez-It Bowl. It's Cheez-Its.
Yeah. It's simply Cheez-Its.
Who doesn't like Cheez-Its? Cheez-Its bought a bowl.
It's a bowl of Cheez-Its.
It's a bowl of Cheez-Its.
Tucker. Number two. Number one.
It's number one for
number
me.
One for yeah. you. Oh, man, number one for you. Sorry. Go ahead. Number one, Tucker.
It's the granddaddy of them all. It is the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
What are the first two words there?
Roofclaim.com. I think I'm reading that right.
Roofclaim.
Yeah, that sounds like a company. Yeah.
A company that has enough money to get a bowl game?
Let's put their website URL in it. And that's all. Yeah, roofclaim.com, Boca Raton Bowl.
We handle your roof replacement from start to finish.
Heck yeah, they do. Boca Raton,
that
beautiful place.
They bought a bowl game and said, you know what's better for us than putting our name on it? Putting our website on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. I'm surprised they didn't try to put their, like, Snapchat QR code.
If they don't put the .com, how will you know what to look up?
It's a great question.
How will you find it? Yeah,
you'll never find it.
My number one is the Cheez-It Bowl. I just like a big bowl of Cheez-Its. Extra toasty, white cheddar, doesn't Parmesan. The Cheez-It grooves. White cheddar Cheez-It grooves. Are you kidding me? Love a Cheez-It. Love a bowl full of them. It'd be my number one if it was a Cheez-It box. But if I can get a Cheez-It bowl, that's the winner for me. Rudy, number one bowl game this year.
The real granddaddy of them all. This is a bowl that used to be a different bowl that I watched Kentucky win two bowl games in. Used to be formerly the Belk Bowl. I miss the Belk Bowl. Now, it's the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh, Kentucky is a winner before it was mayonnaise-based?
When they were the Belk Bowl.
Wow.
If you're wondering what Belk is, Belk was a Southern clothing brand that Kentucky used to just dominate. And now, it's Duke's Mayo Bowl. You know what you do in the Duke's Mayo Bowl? You don't dump a Gatorade bucket full of Gatorade. You dump a Gatorade bucket full of mayo on the winning coach.
Did you see that dump, though? When the girls dumped it on the coach, they smacked him in the back of the head with the bucket. They, like, dropped it.
Sorry, I had hit talk back because I was screaming so loud at Rudy to make sure he was marking what you said about if we saw the dump, and then when the girls dumped him, or dumped on him, I think you said. And I'm just really excited for that to be a liner at some point in the near future.
I was so confused because he was just waving his hand. I was like, what is he doing?
I was gesticulating in the general area of the keyboard where he has the mark button. Because that was like watching an artist at work, man. You are back. Tucker is back.
Feels good, man. It feels good to be back.
We can definitely do two more of these.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do all three.
Yeah. Probably not.
I want you guys to tell me how you're feeling. I think we got to do the other news, the sort of news adjacent one. And then I think that the food based one will cause some disagreements. We could add the next one to the bank for next time. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
That works for me.
Yep. I'm with that.
Okay. Let's save the real. Say that again.
Unanimously approved.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we got the votes and no filibuster required. Let's go ahead and stick by vaguely sports and vaguely newsworthy. Tucker, you want to go ahead and say what your category was? It's a really good one.
Yes, it is ways to defend a team on 3rd and 27.
That's right. And I just
it's
really...
A random down.
It's just a random down a distance that Tucker just pulled out of thin air. A
couple random numbers.
Rudy, why don't you lead us off here? Number five. What's your number five best way to defend on 3rd and 27?
My number five is, honestly, it's not funny. It's just a very serious sportsy thing.
Sure.
Just a safety over the top.
Good. Tucker, what's your number five?
Number five, worst case scenario, just don't do anything.
For me,
maybe
number...
don't make a mistake.
Yeah, I think that's good. Just sort of stand there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number five for me, man up. We're going top five. I got a lot of different strategies here. My number five strategy,
not,
man up.
This is not your best strategy. It's
number
just,
five.
It's just number five.
Right.
Better than six, worse than four.
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rudy, number four?
Please. A safety over the top.
Okay, good. I mean, that's sort of redundant, but you would like some safety help.
It's a different thing.
That's true, absolutely.
A safety over the top for five, and then please, a safety over the top.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. So, Tucker, now what was your number four suggestion here?
My number four is just run pump block.
Oh,
interesting!
Oh, do you have a return man back there just in case? Are you also bringing Mecole Hardman off the edge or something?
No, I think you got to put him over the top, right? You got to put the return man over the top.
Rudy would appreciate that.
Yeah.
So for me, number five was Man Up, as we covered. Number four for me is I Said Man Up! And that, you know, is more about, it's less about the scheme, and it's more about inside of you, right? Like, right. You're going to have to man up on this one. What was that, Tucker?
Philosophical.
Yeah, that's right. Rudy, what's your number three best way to defend on 3rd and 27?
Yeah, number three for me is, dear God, please put a safety over the top.
Sure. Okay. I'm excited to hear what number two and number one are, because I don't know that I've loved your 5 through 3 so far, just sort of schematically, Rudy, you know. Tucker, what about you?
So stick with me here. You put all 11 guys where the first down marker is and make like a fence.
Like a soccer wall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't want to say wall, but I'm going to use fence.
Well, Tucker is consistent. He wants you to build a wall. Like, he said that so many times.
He's a president who stands for walls.
I stand for fences, and that's it.
He'd like to see, you know what, you'd like to see some defense is what you're looking for. That's what you can call it.
Yeah.
A defense. Yeah. Number three for me, 3rd and 27.
He wants you to be able to look through, but not get across.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. He's not a monster.
He wants you to see the great things, but not have access to it.
My number three is to bracket the other team's best receiver. I know that's kind of funny and wacky and just me making a funny joke, but I think maybe if you bracketed the other team's best receiver, that might help. Rudy, what's your next number and answer here?
Number two for me is, dear God, put a freaking safety over the top.
Hmm. What was number three?
Dear God, please put a safety over
and
the top.
And so two, you're not asking anymore.
One was put a safety over the top.
No, you mean five was put a safety over the top. We don't know number one yet for you. Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Tucker, what's your number two?
So number two, I would identify who the best player is on the field and put two guys over him.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would work. Yeah, you could double Joe Mixon. Yeah, well, I don't know why you picked the Bengals since it's random about the down and distance.
He's just a running back I respect. I went up against him in my fantasy football championship.
That's so important.
So it's just he's on my head.
Number two for me.
In my head.
Number two for me is to let Chris Jones and his pass rushing friends do their job and drop seven. And I went specific there. You know, there was a Cardinals Chris Jones at one point. You know, he could blitz him. I think he was a defensive back. That's just what I like. But that's just me. Rudy, what's your number one way to defend on 3rd and 27?
So number one for me is actually, this may be a surprise, it is engage hate, solo man coverage on the outside.
Yeah. You had four good ones, but one great one there, Rudy.
Yeah.
I think that's what's important.
I mean, that's like you don't want to give the quarterback any time to think.
No,
you want him just to have to react instantly.
Yeah,
and you just let your corners go one on one because, like, what? I mean, let's be honest, 3rd and 27. What?
27 yards.
What could happen?
You could give up 26 yards.
Maybe they give up like a 12-yard catch.
Yeah, they're not going to go 4th and 15. Such a good point, Rudy.
Yeah.
Now, Tucker, what's your number one way to defend on 3rd and 27?
I would look up and see how Steve Spagnuolo would possibly do it, and then I would do the opposite of what he did. That's what I would do.
I mean, he's been a coach for a long time. Do you think, I mean, because just by the numbers, like, being kind of wacky, do you think he's ever faced a 3rd and 27? Because that seems unlikely.
I mean,
I don't know.
3rd and 20, you know, maybe some penalties or
maybe
something totally.
Once or twice, but
third and 27 is third and 20. Maybe even 3rd and 30, just because, again, penalties can move you back and everything. But 3rd and 27 is kind of a random, weird number.
A lot of 3rd and 7s. A lot of 3rd and 2s.
Yeah.
Not a lot
of
3rds and 27s.
Probably zero of them. My number one way to defend on 3rd and 27, don't.
Yeah.
Just don't. What are they going to do?
Trick them.
Yeah, but you know,
you're going to play defense. You don't play defense. Now they're like, oh, God, we didn't prepare for them to not play defense.
And that was also kind of a funny joke, but then I did realize just now that would have just...
Joe Burrow just throws the ball straight into the ground because he doesn't know what to do.
He's freaking out. Alternatively...
Pees his pants. Right in the field in front of everybody.
Alternatively, though... Well, here's the thing. You know what else would happen? You would let them score. Patrick Mahomes gets the ball back, at least.
Best kind of defense.
Just immediately. Yeah, let them score every possession. That's my take. I wonder, it's too bad that this is such a hypothetical situation that will never be relevant.
Right.
It's also too bad that no one's hearing how good this segment was because we spent 9 minutes trying to get Tucker's phone on. Wasn't your fault, Mr. President. I'm sorry.
I don't know if we're on air.
Could be worse, you know?
To be fair, I never really know if we're on air.
That's the thing.
I'm just guessing.
I don't, look, man, do you know that we're not in a simulation right now?
We're definitely in a simulation. I think that's been proven.
There's got to be some DLC or something, right?
And you know what? I don't need it. Hoping for a short game.
That was so sad.
Rudy is rooting against a respawn. He would rather not. He'd rather not, actually.
That code for infinite life? I didn't put it in.
I'm not using it. No, you're more of a Nuzlocke guy, right?
Absolutely.
When you're gone, you're gone.
When you are gone, you are gone.
When you faint, I want you to release me back into the wild. Rudy's trying to speed run it.
I was shooting for under 30, but I didn't get there.
Appetizers! I'm worried about this one, guys. I really am. Not as much as I'm worried about Rudy, just as my friend and a human being. But I'm worried about what's going to happen here, because I'm worried that we might not be friends after this. I'm worried that we're going to make some listeners really upset with us.
Nah, we'll be fine.
We're going to talk top five appetizers by power ranking here. I don't think I've gone first yet, and I'm taking this one extremely seriously, so I'll go first this time. Number five for me, jalapeno poppers. I think that they can be underrated. They're not something you want all the time. They're a little bit... they're a little controversial, frankly. You got somebody at the table who doesn't want... And by the way, I don't know how you guys played this. I'm playing this as things to order. We planned this more than we planned the first hour of today's show.
That's true.
It's we're talking
well,
about...
That, no,
it's true. we talked about the USFL for an hour by accident. We're talking about appetizers as a thing you order and eat before the main meal. We're not talking about the best thing on the appetizer menu to get for your meal. Or it's something that you get before that I think you have to share with at least one other person. That's what I'm thinking, at least. I think we're on close to the same page on that.
Yeah.
Jalapeno poppers are controversial. You might not have a spicy friend.
That's good, though. I think it's a good pick.
But I really do like a jalapeno popper. So that's number five for me. Rudy, I'll let you go. You go second here. We'll have Tucker close.
For
five.
Me, I went with and you can kind of interchange the meat, but kind of a lot of times you can get like a little three little like fish taco wonton type thing, right? You maybe like three or four, like right. You and another person each get one or two. Just you know, they're not like a big giant taco, little thing, right? Just
little street tacos kind of thing. Everybody eats one.
Yeah, just a nice little like you know, it is a meal. Food that you're getting, but in an appetizer portion.
Somebody says, oh, I wish I would have just gotten three more of these. Yeah. We already ordered. Oh, I'm so random. Yeah. I love that.
It's good. It's a solid, it's very good.
Yeah, that's a good call. Tucker, number five.
Before I get to my number five, sure. Josh, I'm curious, too, on your jalapeno poppers, do you like them with, like, the jalapeno stuff with, like, the cream cheese, or, like, the cream cheese and jalapeno all in together, like, a little bite?
Ooh, so I was envisioning, and I think I just had these frozen out of a freezer section, but I'm envisioning a halved pickled jalapeno with some cream cheese on top of it. The whole thing is breaded and deep fried.
Yep, okay.
That's my vision.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep,
I think so that way, or the one that's kind of like grilled with kind of like the cream cheese in with a little bacon around. Either way, they're all jalapeno
still
poppers.
Sounds, yeah. That also sounds
they're
delicious.
All, they're all very good.
I'm just glad I gave Tucker the right answer because he does have the power to have me beheaded.
It's true.
Hey, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So
with absolute power comes absolute responsibility to abuse that absolute power.
That's right.
That's what they said in
Spider-Man,
right? So
my number five.
The new one, yeah. The multiverse.
I haven't seen that yet.
That's fine. They say something about corrupting absolute power. I don't know. What's number five, Mr. President?
Number five, I had to make a little audible here. I love wings. So you can eat wings as a meal, but you ever go to Jack Stack and get wings and you, like, share them for the table? At least that's what Tara and I do. We go and we'll get like wings as an appetizer. You can have a little bit of wings before your meal comes. That's what I really like. A little life hack, you know.
It's
they don't know that you know this.
I've seen wings on appetizer many times. Like that's a very valid appetizer choice.
Absolutely agree. You guys want to end up having any long knockdown drag-out fights about boneless versus bone-in wings?
Not really. Boneless. I mean, here's the thing.
I agree. We don't have the time for it right now, for sure.
I don't want to get my hands messy.
That's the thing. They're all delicious. Can we say they're all delicious? Is it all good, Tucker?
They're all great. They're all great.
Fried chicken in any form is pretty good. Too great. The worst fried chicken I've ever had is still probably like a top 50 thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
It's just fried chicken is good. Number four for me, mozzarella sticks. Again, you don't want to eat seven of these suckers, but if you're sharing, we really just shrugged.
Maybe.
But if you're sharing them with a table, everybody gets one or two. You dip them in a little bit of marinara sauce. Oh, let's be bad. Let's get the mozzarella sticks. That's my energy behind appetizers. Is do you guys want to get appetizers? Like I know we weren't planning on it, but like it's Friday. Mozzarella sticks number four for me. Rudy,
number four for me. I went with a nice spinach artichoke dip.
Wow,
it's a nice little. I mean, I like chips and dip. It's a good, solid dip for your chips.
Yeah, 100% with you on that. Love that.
And very rarely does somebody not like spinach artichoke dip, right? Usually it's pretty universal.
You know what? I'm going to have to adjust some things in my rankings. I'm going mm-hmm. back to the board on game day. In-game adjustments. Tucker, what's your number four?
All the best coaches make adjustments. Number four, for me, it's got to be pot stickers. I love a good pot sticker. It's one of those things that, like, you can share from the table and you might not get, like, six of them. Another thing that Tara and I, when we go out, we share pot stickers. Shout out Kona Grill has some really good pot stickers, some of my favorites. So, pot stickers definitely coming in. A little lower than I thought, but, yeah.
Can you describe those for people who don't know what they are? I had some frozen pot stickers not long ago. They were actually pretty delicious. Yeah.
I think they're like dumplings, but they just, like, stuck them in the pan a little too long, and they, like, stuck to the pot. Like, no joke. Like, I think that's actually how the name came about. They're, like,
that
makes sense.
Pot stickers, they have to be able to stick to the pot, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
That makes sense, actually.
It's kind of almost like it's like a little meatball base. I mean, it's like a meat inside of like a
wonton wrapper sort of
like
dumpling.
Just like a little meat sandwich type of thing.
All right, guys, I'm pretty hungry. I don't know about you. Number three for me on my appetizer list, it's buffalo wings. I was thinking bone in because I think that's the share. Everybody gets a couple. Their fingers get a little sticky or whatever. If you want to do boneless, they're also delicious. I'm not prepared to fight about that either. I think we're on the same page there. But it's a good sharer, and I'll tell you this also. I don't necessarily always want a dozen wings, but I always want three. Always. At any point. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, laying in bed, brushing my teeth. I don't care. I always want three. And this is the way to get them. Rudy?
Number three for me. I went with mozzarella stick. I like mozzarella sticks
a lot.
They're they're nothing fancy. But it's a good. Everybody likes mozzarella sticks.
Yep.
They're good. It's cheese.
Else is good? I could have put this in my shot clock reviews, but just cheese sticks are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So typically string cheese. I like to peel and get the little stringy thing. This feels like I'm a monster, and I understand that.
Just bite right into it.
But you bite right into it, and it's sort of like a cold. Non-breaded mozzarella stick.
I got nieces and nephews. I've spent many a time at my sister's house. You get all the kids' snacks.
Yeah.
And string cheese is a staple of that. I'm not ripping the string. I'm not ripping that cheese on the strings.
I'm
eating
it
like a man.
Yeah, I got to go somewhere.
I'm a grown adult.
I snap into it like a Slim Jim.
Liberating.
It's really freeing. Yeah, everyone should just bite. I know it feels
just
wrong.
Bite into it.
But of all the things in your life that you could do that feel wrong, you're not going to get arrested for this one, right? Do it in private. Do it in the dark and bite into a cheese stick.
This is an Office episode, by the way.
Is it actually?
Yeah, there's a scene where Ryan just eats the cheese stick. He just looks at him. Wow, you're just biting right in. Toby just looks at him. You're biting right in. He's like, yeah, I just realized. Why stop messing around? I'm just going to take what I want.
That's really good. I might watch that just to get hype for my cheese stick when I get home that I'm allowed to have. Tucker, are you on number three or number two?
You're number three, right?
I'm a number three.
Okay, hit me with it.
Number three. So I had a tough time at number three. I had Chips and Dip down because it's so versatile. Like Rudy said, you know, you got French onion dip. I don't know if you ever had that. It's pretty good. Buffalo chicken dip. There's all kinds of dips you can go. But I went with a classic in chips and salsa and chips and queso. If you put a bucket of chips and salsa in front of me, I'm not going to stop until my main food comes.
100%.
And I think the same, like, that's just a common trait with probably all Americans.
Yeah.
I don't want to generalize, but I think that everyone has that problem. And I think that that's just like a top tier appetizer.
I'm going to roll right in my next one for reasons that will become immediately obvious. Number two for me, I did go broad and I wrote down chips and dip.
I'm just going to jump in real fast. Mm. Chips and salsa, number two.
Okay. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If it was only chips and salsa, it still should be on everybody's list, I think. For the reason that you just mentioned, Tucker, and Rudy, I'm sure you've got the same experience. You got a bunch of chips. They're a little warm, a little fresh, freshly salted, a nice potentially in-house salsa. A salsa out of one of those little, like, orange bowls with the little legs on the bottom of them. Made out of plastic. That is great.
So good.
But also, big salty iguana fan. There's one within DoorDashing or Uber Eatsing distance from our house. Had some salty iguana regularly recently. Iguana dip. Rules. Every queso dip, weirdly except for the one at Chipotle, is great.
Yeah.
Don't know how Chipotle bleeped that up. Come on, Chipotle. It's not that hard.
They messed up twice. Remember, they had the orange one. They went
and
with regular
white
cheese.
One
then they went with white cheese, and it was just bad both times.
Melt cheese Chipotle.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
For some reason, it's just they do a lot of things right.
But
I just can't do that.
Chips and guac, buffalo chicken dip did cross my mind earlier. French onion dip did not, and that sounds amazing right now. It's maybe you could argue, Tucker, if you're going to write down the top five things to dip chips in, you can have that one for free. And let's just keep that in mind going forward. Let's just do that. So, Rudy, your number two is chips and salsa.
Yep.
Tucker's number two is?
My number two is fried cheese. Anything that's cheese and anything that's fried, give it to me.
I love it. I love that 100%. Number one for me. Wait, what?
Yeah, number one.
I jumped in for
one.
Okay. That's right. I did lead this one off. Number one for me, big plate of fully loaded nachos. This is the only way you can improve on chips and dip for me is you put them all on a plate. You got some melted cheese, some sour cream, some beans, some meat of your choice, maybe a little guac. Whatever you want can be on a thing of nachos. You can do brisket nachos, barbecue nachos, breakfast nachos. There's no wrong way to nacho other than to say it's nachos, but it is yours because it belongs to everyone because nachos are perfect. Rudy, number one.
My number one, and you may say, isn't this like mozzarella sticks? I'll say, no, it's not. For some reason, it tastes very differently, but the little pepper jack cheese balls, it is still fried cheese.
Ooh.
But it tastes very different than a mozzarella stick. And being pepper jack, you get it you get it just right. It's a little crunchy.
We had those at Johnny's?
Yes.
Those were good.
The pepper jack cheese balls are one of my all-time faves.
Tucker? Mr. President,
honorable mention kind of goes with your loaded nachos, like a loaded tater tot.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh.
Just anything loaded and fried or crunchy.
Yeah.
I think we figured out we love all appetizer food because every single one we've mentioned, the other two have gone. Oh, that's a good one, man. That's a good one right there.
There's not a lot of bad appetizers.
No, there's really not. Tucker, what is your number one appetizer?
So, Josh, mine is kind of in the same avenue as yours. It's kind of a different spin as it. But with nachos, you can't take all the fully loaded nachos if you're sharing with somebody.
Mm.
The restaurants sometimes have rules about that. You can't take all the fully loaded nachos. If somebody gets that reference, I hope they tweet me.
Okay.
At Tucker D. Franklin. But Irish nachos, they're basically like potato wedges, but loaded up with like... basically like loaded toss, but it's like with potato wedges. And they call them Irish nachos at Nick and Jake's in Parkville. And there's several Nick and Jake's around the area. But that is my favorite appetizer to get.
I got to go right now.
There's a Nick and Jake's 135th and Metcalf.
What time does it close? It says 10. It says it closes at 10 on what I'm looking at right here right now. It looks like kitchen closes at 10. Tucker, thanks, man. I got to go. Rudy, you got these last 15 minutes. I'm going to go get myself some Irish nachos. That work for everybody? Hey, Tucker, tell people where you work and all the places they can find you on. We got to go.
All Now you can find me at Tucker D. Franklin on Twitter. Follow KC Sports Network at KC Sports Network and subscribe to the KCSN Substack, kcsn.substack.com.
Real quick, who's the biggest diva of the KC Lab podcast to work with in real life?
It's obviously Kent Swanson.
That makes sense. Thank you, Tucker. Whoop, and we just, oh, you know what?
You there, Tucker?
Tucker got faded out.
Sorry, Tucker. I faded you out a little too soon.
That's all right.
Say your goodbye,
Tucker. Do you have a funny last line?
Wish I was Kent. I don't know. That sucks.
Just go to break.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I meant to warn you at the front end that this show is, we're going to talk about some NFL stuff and some Chiefs stuff, but you're going to have to, this show is going to be unapologetically this show today.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Our friend Ari Temkin made a good point on Twitter here. Although responding to his tweet is really a challenge because this Chromebook has been an absolute soldier, man. It has gone through things. It only one of the speakers works, I realized recently. It's been splitting on the side. It's been wonderful. It's probably about time.
I spent a decent amount of my day today. I got like a little bit of my desk situation rearranged. I've got this like 21-inch, 24-inch like LG monitor that's like, I just forgot how crystal, like it's a good monitor.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy a little like laptop stand that I can just put my Alienware in. Like it's a vertical laptop stand and then plug, you know, HDMI cord into the TV. And I was on Amazon just looking at like, hey, I want to get like a new, like a mechanical keyboard. And then like,
oh, you're going to, you want to totally separate it from your laptop.
Basically,
oh, interesting.
The laptop is basically like the modem, right? Like it's the tower. And then everything goes into an external monitor, and you know I have like a mouse and a keyboard. And
interesting, yeah. I have my setup at home is I have my laptop that is on a little stand, but I'm still doing my typing and everything on that. But then I've got you know my screen up left, and then
this and you can get like a normal stand where you have your laptop like open your typing on.
Yeah,
this is more like you've seen the PlayStation 5, right?
It's a
vertical stand, so like it's basically like a stand that you then. It's closed, right? So you have it on. You just set it in the stand. Then you have, you know, one, it can free up some space as well.
Sure.
And then you just have, like, HDMI cord, you know, into
that's kind of interesting.
Display. And then,
I mean, you're basically turning a laptop into a desktop, it with you.
And it gives you a bigger screen. And, and then, again, like, you can literally just pick it up. Like, it's very easy to remove. But also, and then, like, my Alienware, though, too, it's a bulky thing. So I don't really ever take it anywhere. That's kind of what the Chromebook's for.
Right.
And I also like a nice mechanical keyboard. And Drop is a company that makes some really, really nice ones. And
Drop?
Yeah. And they have some...
The thing that Jamar Chase never did on Sunday.
They have some very expensive, like, $250 ones, right? They also have a lot of, like... But they have, like, cheap, like, $80 ones. They also, though, will just sell keycaps. So, like, you can do a lot of customizing with it, right? And they have, like, artisan keycaps.
That.
So, like, they have...
Yeah.
And they have some, like, weird... Like, they have some very... Like, they have Marvel ones. So if you wanted to make a Marvel, you know, keyboard, they have Lord of the Rings ones. They just have some very artsy ones. So, like, you can make your escape key. Like, I'm sure they have, like, a duck, right? Like, it's just literally, like, it looks like there's, like, a duck in it or whatever. You know, they have a lot of, like, kind of stuff.
So
check it out. You would definitely be into like their ability to customize.
No, I know I would.
I would say if you ever go like the home
full
computer
desktop.
Route, I would say that's where you should get your keyboard. And they're very good. It's a very good mechanic. And again, they obviously have expensive options if you have the money, but they have cheaper options. And then you can just buy a base set for like $80-$90. And then later down the road, if you want to buy, like, you know what I mean? You can buy a different set of keycaps, basically, at any point.
So this is maybe another sign of just me getting old.
Long-term customization, which is always nice.
Love that. The issue is, my actual honest thought was, well, I hate that I know about that now, because I think I'll like it too much.
Yeah, you'll like it.
And that's, again, that's me. Instead of me being excited about like a new hobby, I'm like, boy, that sounds expensive.
Yeah. What I will say, I feel like, especially for us, we're kind of at the point where like, yes, there are things we like. There are hobbies that we can like the king gives. We're pretty good at though realizing like, hey,
that's true.
We know where our limit is at. Like, I'm like I would like to get like the $200 keyboard. It's like, it's pretty clever, right? They have the drop inner keyboard, a shift keyboard, and the command keyboard. obviously those are, you know, keys on a keyboard.
Right.
The Enter is the cheap one. I'd love to get a Command one. I don't know really what the difference is between the most expensive and the most and the cheapest one is.
I just know. I already know that I want the most expensive one. I hadn't even heard of it until 2 minutes ago. And the website is loading, and I know I want the most expensive one.
I'm going to start off with the $90 keyboard, you know, because it's going to be a good keyboard. And then from there, you know, maybe one day we'll upgrade to the big boy. But for now, I just want to get a keyboard, a mouse, like a mouse, and not like when I say a mouse pad, I guess not, or a desk pad, I guess would be more the thing.
Like the full honking,
yeah. a bigger pad, like so. Like that's kind of the that's my next project or however you want to. I went on Amazon, I picked everything out, and it's all like it comes out to like maybe it comes out to a good reasonable price where I'm like, you know what, I can afford that. I got the money for that. I can make that happen. And I'm pretty excited.
This one looks kind of like an Animal Crossing sort of style one.
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
And there are a lot of other companies like Drop that do the similar thing. Drop, I think, is the more, I would say, is maybe the most trusted one, right? Like, they feel like they're, you buy from them, you know the product's good. But you can get keycaps from, I mean, they sell them all over. And in theory, any keycap you buy from any site will work on this keyboard as well.
I just can feel my PayPal account like yelling at me. Also, Ice Pyro said reddit.com/r/buildapcsales. That might be kind of nice. I had several people reach out that I haven't even gotten back to yet about our PC talk from yesterday. Maybe that'll keep me young. Maybe I'm building the PC and then I'll use it to play video games and like stream on Twitch with my neon lights around me. Maybe that'll help. But Ari's question was, when did you become the old guy? And I thought about it for a second. And here are my answers. I have a genuine answer.
9 years ago?
What? 9 years ago?
Probably.
Rudy walks around talking about how much his back hurts. For me,
that was when I was 16.
Here's what I have in like a 3 month span, but really, it branches out some. When did I become the old guy? I almost died, turned 27, got engaged, and I continue to keep working with 22-year-olds. So now I'm ancient.
Yeah, you are the old. That is spot on.
That's how it happens. It happens, boom, like that. It was like hospital trip, birthday, major life event, continue to hire 22-year-olds.
Also, I'll put this out there. I assume everybody's thinking, oh, Josh only proposed to Renee because he almost died. No. Josh, this has been in the works for a while.
This is true.
Before death.
Pre-near death.
Before he looked death in the barrel and said, not today.
I think it was more of me looking down the barrel of death and then just hearing a clicking sound and then death like tapping the side of it and hearing another clicking sound. Because I didn't do anything to stop it, you know?
Yeah, I like to.
I think Renee grabbed it and looked down the barrel and was like, not
she
today.
She said, not today.
That's what happened. No, that's true, though. In fact, I got a... is any of this anything that is a secret still? Hold on. I told Renee this already. And my mom was there. And everyone else can just know or I can lie to, right? That's a pretty good clear. But I got like the mock-up of it. The custom 3D CGI mock-up or whatever. I woke up from my 30 hours out and had, you know, a ton of texts of people either checking in or getting the update and being like, yo, I'm so glad you're not dead. And one of them was from the jeweler who did such a good job. Shout out to Rubeck. They were fantastic.
Want that deposit back?
No, he didn't know. He didn't know. And so he just texted me and he was like, here's the mock-up. I think it's going to be beautiful, whatever. And I didn't respond to him for like 24 hours. Like if Renee would have been like checking my phone at any point just to like respond to people, she would have seen that and been like, sorry, excuse me? Because she knew that that was in the works or whatever. But I woke up and just had a bunch of texts from very concerned people. And then one text of like, hey, you think this looks good, right? I think it looks great. I'm excited for you on this. Anything else going on? Like, hey, yeah, sorry, I didn't respond. I don't really know what I was. I was unconscious. Couldn't remember anything.
Diabetic coma.
I was in a diabetic coma.
Not quite, but almost.
Went and saw my endocrinologist today, by the way. Here's a 30-second story. I'm going to end up with some form of pump, probably. Got it pretty much narrowed down to two. I mean, really the only thing that I'm going to say here within the confines of this show tonight is that it's one more step to me becoming a cyborg.
Got a 3D mock-up of it?
I don't have a 3D mock-up of it, nor can I put it into a mechanical keyboard. It's one of those expensive... Yeah, actually, Rudy, I think I'm done buying expensive technology for a little bit. All the stuff I do have is keeping me alive. Hey, tomorrow, the return of Mick Schaefer. How about that? Bye, Mom!